Well, this is fun, guys. March Madness is officially here. Today, President Biden posted his bracket, and he picked a favorite UConn to repeat as national champions. You know, Biden relates to UConn because they both have a 38% chance of winning again. And it's...
38% chance. Can't be long before they take to the streets and start looting things, don't you think? Did you see him yesterday? I was at a university. Kyle Rittenhouse was speaking. Kyle Rittenhouse, remember him? He was being attacked by that serial little boy child rapist, and he defended himself. And a violent mob of Black Lives Matter people came out yesterday and attacked the university. And it's kind of ironic. They have no sense of irony, you know, because Joe Biden yesterday was condemning violence while a violent mob of Democrats were attacking a school. Do you think it was at the same time? Might have been at the same time. If only we had a news media, they might cover some of these things. More Democrat Party mob violence. It's one of the things that they're known for. That and being wrong about everything. Everything. We've got lots and lots of wacky news for you today. It's crazy out there, isn't it? And the Democrats, we've got a hearing on Capitol Hill today about men competing in the Olympics as women and boxing. They want to have men boxing women, and the Democrat Party is very unwell, very strange thing. Men competing in women's sports and boxing and college and the Olympics, they're crazy. They're wrong about everything, aren't they? They're wrong about gender. And we've got another episode in Virginia with the boys and the girls' bathrooms and the girls' shower rooms. They always say bathrooms. They leave out locker room and shower room because that's not the best spin. And you know how the propaganda machine is of the Democrat Party. Oh, it's just bathrooms. Well, and it's the shower room. And you saw the lady that was kicked out of her health club. She was thrown out of her health club, canceled her membership because she spotted a man. It's a man in the women's locker room, and the dude was standing there. She's got a picture, and the dude was standing there shaving his face, not his legs or something, but his face, because he's a man. But he says, he explained to her that he's queer. That's the word that he used. She said, "What are you doing here? This is for ladies only." And he said, "I'm queer." And then that's supposed to be the catch-all answer to everything while he's shaving his beard off his face. And the Democrats say, "Yeah, lady, get out of here. He's queer." Because that's the, what was that? I think it was Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness is the club. So they canceled her membership because she doesn't want to have men shaving in the ladies' locker room. And that's the Democrat Party in a nutshell, which is where they belong in a nutshell. They're also the party of Hamas over Israel. They're with Hamas and Iran, the Ayatollahs, which is pretty wacky, and not those pesky Jews because they're a real menace. The Democrat Party is with the criminals and not the police. The police are the villains. You know, defund the police, release the criminals. That's the Democrat Party. Leads to more murders, more mayhem, more looting, more shootings, more stabbings on the subway trains in New York City and all that stuff. They're the party of open borders, which means they're waving in Venezuelan street gangs and MS-13 and cartels and people released from prisons all over the beep holes of the world because, you know, they're the party of open borders. And then they'll attack you and say you're anti-immigration. No, but I am anti-murder. Speaking of which, Lake and Riley's father yesterday testified in Georgia, and he's a very nice, very polite, very good man. He didn't attack anybody, but I got a bit of Lake and Riley's father for you today as well. Yes, sir. Democrats, they're pretty wacky. They're making everything better, and they're going to fix the climate. They say that they're going to fix the climate. I was thinking about that driving in today because there's another crazy climate story, and the Biden administration, the Democrats, and their papooses in the news media, pretty amazing stuff. They're going to fix the weather. The climate will be better because of the Democrats. Forget what the Chinese are doing and what India is doing. Just got to hobble the U.S. economy, and then the weather will be better. They're going to stop the rotation of the earth so that the sun is perfectly positioned over Martha's Vineyard, and it's going to be very nice on Martha's Vineyard all the time. Remarkable, remarkable stuff. Gender confusion. all that madness. Also, Joe Biden is ponying up, because it's an election year, another $6 billion to pay off the student loans of, well, would-be voters, because he's buying votes like Chicago, Illinois in the 1960s with walking around money. Another $6 billion of our dollars that will never be paid back because we just put it on the tab and pass it along to the kids who are going to go bankrupt and live in poverty and die in cardboard boxes because of the Democrat Party. But that brings it, I think, to $144 billion. Once you add the $6 billion that they're going to announce, I guess they're going to announce it today. Maybe they kind of fake rolled it out yesterday. Another $6 billion to buy votes of people that have that took out student loans. So people that didn't go to college get to pay off the college debt of people that did go to college. And you know why they do that? In the name of equity. That's equity, where plumbers and bus drivers get to pay off the college debt of people that went to Harvard. And if that's not corrupt, then holding a gun to somebody's head and robbing them at an ATM is not corrupt either. Oh, speaking of which, AOC, we got some humdingers today because these people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I was reading the story yesterday about how her district in New York is now being described by the people that live there as a third world country. And the prostitutes on the street rule the roost, and the street vendors that steal things from every place and then sell them on the street. It's we're going to have to change the language to something else in her district in New York. Remarkable stuff. But AOC yesterday was yelling at Tony Bobulinski, telling him that RICO is not a crime. Racketeering is not a crime. Corrupt organizations, influence peddling. Now, all the crimes that President Trump and, 18 of his cohorts have been charged with in Georgia under the RICO statutes, not crimes. Also, the FARA, which Hunter Biden and the Biden family violated. Tony Bobulinski said, yeah, well, violating RICO and AOC, dumb, just dumb. Shocked that lettuce grows in dirt. Amazed by the function of a garbage disposal when she's 40 years old or whatever she is. And remarkable stuff. She's a Democrat in good standing. Remarkable stuff. And and also, the Biden administration nominated a woman to be a federal judge. And the confirmation hearing was going on yesterday. Senator John Kennedy asked her about a petition that she signed on to ban assault weapons, And John Kennedy really, really did her in when he asked her, what's an assault weapon? And it was kind of like asking Ketanji Brown Jackson, what's a woman? Because these people are not bright. They go to all the best schools. They have these amazing jobs. They can clean themselves and dress themselves and show up in public and look like normal people. But they're not. They're really not. And wait to hear this woman when Senator John Kennedy asked her, what is an assault weapon, an assault rifle, that you want to ban? And she wants to ban them. She just doesn't know what they are. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a woman, but she doesn't know what a woman is. This is what the left has done to the human psyche, to the brain, and to our culture more broadly. So we got that going on. Remarkable things. And so many remarkable things today. The front page of the Washington Post and the A-sectional, not the metro sectional, but the A-sectional. Some of them are A-sectional. Some of them are metro sectional. And the lead story, upper right-hand corner, page one, U.S., not Biden, but U.S. sets tough limits on gas cars. Wasn't President Trump just vilified for talking about this the other day? Well, he's talking about China building electric cars and digging up all the rare earth minerals in third world countries using effectively child slave labor who will die from the effects of the cadmium and other things they're digging out of the earth. And then China will build plants in Mexico to make electric cars. And then the Biden administration, which got lots of money from communist China, the Biden family got lots of money from communist China, and Biden will mandate that we all buy electric cars. a field in which the Chinese communists are way ahead, right? And they're going to be forever because of environmental things and that they don't care about, and humanity, which they don't care about, child slave labor, which they're happy to. And the Democrats just turn a blind eye to it and then buy their electric cars and go real fast and think that they're great. U.S. set tough, not the Biden, because if it were really good news, it would say Biden sets tough limits on gas cars. But since they know that it's a total loser, they say U.S. sets tough, and then, yay, we set tough limits on gas cars. We're going to change the climate of the planet Earth and make it really nice in Martha's Vineyard all year long. Biden's biggest climate action, the sub-headline says, it's his biggest climate action. It's a climate action. He's taking action on the climate. Emissions rules are bid to speed up shift to EVs. Shift to EVs. And the Wall Street Journal has a story today that makes this Washington Post story almost hilarious, almost hysterical, because they make a mockery of environmentalism. You know, they stopped talking about this too. All their windmills off the East Coast of the United States that are an environmental disaster, and how many dozens of whales washed up on shore dead. And then they said, well, maybe we should stop this windmill thing. But they stopped talking about it, too. Our corrupt, filthy news media just stopped talking about the windmills and the dead whales and the environmental catastrophe that they're creating with their windmills, which are, as you know, Cuisinarts in the sky that chop up rare bird species flying along the coast, sweet as you please. But I've got an update for you on this, because the Washington Post is, oh, isn't this great? It's Biden's biggest climate action. And they're building an electric battery plant in the United States of America. And it's kind of hilarious, because the battery plant uses so much electricity that they're going to have to keep a coal plant open forever to power the electric car battery plant, because that's what Democrats do. Their brains are not good brains. They have brains, but they don't know what they're for. Remarkable stuff. Tony Bobulinski yesterday, which I mentioned in passing, on the Hill. Remarkable stuff with this. And they brought this guy Lev Parnas up, who is a Soviet Ukrainian. And the news media tries to tie Lev Parnas, the Soviet Ukrainian, around the neck of Rudy Giuliani, because Rudy Giuliani asked him a question once. Now, the Democrats invited Lev Parnas to come up on Capitol Hill yesterday. I looked up Lev Parnas, and I've got a couple of things that I want to share with you about Lev Parnas. He's not the hero of the story, not the hero of the story at all. Like Kyle Rittenhouse, who had to defend himself against four Democrat criminals, who were all white, by the way, but Black Lives Matter was out on the street violently attacking a university where Kyle Rittenhouse was invited to speak yesterday. And you know how the Democrats hate free speech? Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know what the First Amendment is, and she doesn't know what a woman is. And the new nominee from the Biden administration to serve on a federal court as a judge has called to ban assault rifles, but she doesn't know what assault rifles are. These are low IQ people. Again, they know how to shower, they know how to dress themselves in the morning, but then the wheels come off once they head out to do anything. Remarkable stuff. And I want to remind you that Peter Navarro today sits in a jail in Florida, a prison in Florida. The only person in that jail, he says, that is there for a misdemeanor violation. Otherwise, everybody there is a felon. And the Biden corrupt third world Soviet style Vladimir Putin Justice Department put their political enemy, Trump administration official Peter Navarro, in prison because he defied a congressional subpoena. He said that he had executive privilege as an advisor to the president, but they don't care. They put him in prison. In the meantime, Hunter Biden defied a congressional subpoena, and his criminal friend Devin Archer, who was convicted about 2 years ago of defrauding a Native American Indian tribe out of $60 million, and they're not in prison, and they have no fear that they're going to prison, because we live in a third world country now. The left is here. Amazing stuff. Yeah, Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know what the First Amendment is, doesn't know what a woman is. She's not a biologist. A new Biden administration judge appointee doesn't know what an assault rifle is, but she signed on to a petition to ban them. Low IQ theater. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, Joe Biden condemning violence while a violent mob calling themselves Black Lives Matter attacking a university because Kyle Rittenhouse was invited to speak. Sure, RICO isn't a crime, according to AOC. Oh, we've got Haiti ongoing, too. Ron DeSantis is having to get planes to rescue Americans out of Haiti because Joe Biden isn't. Remarkable things. Hey, what about those people that blocked the presidential motorcade on the night of the State of the Union? How much time are they going to do in jail? None? No charges? No? That's fascinating. We've got lots of Democrat news for you today. Transgender, violent mobs, crimes, ignorance. You know, it's another day in the Democrat Party's America. We are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
I'm not a gun expert. I'm not a biologist. It's good to be a Democrat because the news media would protect Charles Manson and Lee Harvey Oswald today. I mean, it's just our news media, the most corrupt. Womp, womp, womp. The most corrupt. All right, let's, before we get into all the good stuff today, and there's lots of it, let us go to the telephones. We remain at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Scott calling from Hudson, Florida. Scott, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Very well, as always. Thank you.
Couple of things. I just moved from communist Vermont to Florida.
Congratulations.
And I'm running for Congress in 14, which is Tampa area. I grew up in Chicago, and I was a big fan of your dad. Grew up on Walter Jacobson and Bill Curtis. Went to Carl Sandburg High School.
Very, very good. Very good.
I have one point of interest here, and I just want to make sure that people are aware of the Larry Sinclair arrest. And to make just a real short synopsis, it was Joe and Bo Biden, and they drummed up a fake warrant and had this guy arrested. Now, you may know that Tucker Carlson just had an interview with him, but he missed the big story because they put Larry Sinclair in jail.
You're going to hang on there for a minute for me to finish your story. Okay. I'm sorry, Scott, that I didn't manage the clock properly there or something, but thank you for hanging in there. Talking about Larry Sinclair. Now, just remind people, Larry Sinclair, because not everybody remembers Larry Sinclair, a name from the past in 2008 when Barack Obama was running for president. Larry Sinclair of Chicago came forward and said that he had had a sexual relationship with Barack Hussein Obama and that they did a bunch of cocaine together in hotel rooms, and they had gay sexual relations. And he held a press conference at the National Press Club in, I think, June of 2008. And the National Press Club went in and took down their plaque and their markers and didn't want anything to do with it. And the media immediately attacked Larry Sinclair. And, yes. And story after story that smeared him to death. Right, Scott?
Yes, sir. Now, if you recall, Bo Biden was the attorney general of Delaware. So they drummed up a warrant. They brought it there. They had him arrested. They put him in jail. They denied him his medication. Subsequently, I believe he was murdered by the deep state. But
I think he's still alive.
So the story to me, and this was a quid pro quo, and Joe Biden ends up getting the vice president nod. And to me, you know, when you're always talking about the fake media, I think that was sort of the birth of fake media. Politico and Slate and all of them just wrote hit pieces, did not mention the origin of the warrants and the nature of his arrest. So with your permission, if people go to Obama101.com, which is a subsidy of my website, which is WashingtonAmerica.com.
Uh-huh.
And just check it out. It's just absolutely horrific and egregious. On a lighter note, I always enjoy your show. I discovered you when I was sailing a few years ago. And you and I, we could cover our blankets with a background with Chicago. I think we're about the same age and grew up. So with that, I'll let you go and talk to some other folks.
But all right, thank you.
So much better about just getting this out there. So,
oh, thanks,
the other
Scott.
Thing is, it's like Scientology. Instead of going clear, they're going queer. So how's that?
Well, it is. I got to tell you, you know, like this Planet Fitness story, which is just wackadoodle and typical Democrat stuff, where the lady loses her membership because she found a man in the ladies' locker room shaving his face like a man would shave his face. And remarkable things. And today on Capitol Hill, again, we've got the hearing on Capitol Hill because Republicans don't want women to have to compete against men in sports on college campuses or in the Olympics, for example. And they're talking about having men compete. They say biological men, but I don't say biological men because that's redundant. A man is a man. I don't have to say biological woman because a woman is a woman, even if Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know what a woman is. But these remarkable stories, I've got to say, that the Democrats keep generating for us are berserk. And their gender issues, the Democrat Party's, 10 years ago, we didn't have this. Maybe it's got something to do with Barack Obama and Larry Sinclair, but I can't say for sure. Really amazing things that these people have done. And wait till I get into this Lev Parnas, the Soviet Ukrainian, absolutely nutty stuff. The whole story of this lady and the man shaving, nuts. Yes, sir. And this is the Daily Mail. Planet Fitness, the fitness club, national club, sees $400 million wiped off its value just 5 days after banning member who exposed, quote, trans woman, meaning a man, shaving in the female locker rooms. So here we go again. It's Bud Light and the transgender thing and Target, you know, Target went from Target to Target, making fun of it as a French thing, to Target and Tannheiser-Busch instead of Anheuser-Busch. The valuation dropped from $5.3 billion on March 14th to $4.9 billion on March 19th. It follows a week of backlash over the gym chain's decision to ban a member who is a woman who shared a photo of a, quote, trans woman, end quote, using the female changing room. So Planet Fitness, and it's the Daily Mail reporting the story and not the Washington Post because they don't do news. They're a Democrat Party front group. Planet Fitness valuation has plummeted $400 million in 5 days after they banned a member who shared a photo of a so-called trans woman using the female locker rooms. The company's value dropped 5.3 to 4.9 million, and the shares are down by 13.59% rather compared to a month ago. The decline follows Planet Fitness's refusal to walk back its decision to ban a member, a woman, who exposed a man shaving in the ladies' locker room earlier this month. And she went, and there's the photo is available. You can see in the unambiguously a man shaving his man beard, standing in front of a mirror with a towel around him. And Patricia Silva was barred from the gym in Alaska, of all places, after she detailed the incident online, where she said she saw the transgender woman, meaning a man, in her locker room. Following backlash against the ban, the company said, although some members may feel uncomfortable sharing facilities, quote, this discomfort is not a reason to deny access to the transgender member. The transgender member. How about the transgender member's member? Should the transgender member keep the transgender member's member concealed while in the ladies' locker room? And the answer is no, because the company is very enlightened. That means that they're liberals. You know what that means. So the company's stock fell 7.8% on Tuesday, going from its opening price of $59.44 to $54.80. Remarkable stuff. Silva posted a video describing her experience at the gym on Facebook in early March, said that she had just finished working out Planet Fitness in Fairbanks, Alaska. Can you believe it? They're going to ruin everything. The crazy, mentally ill lefties. When she saw, and she is a woman, so she goes by she, saw a person whom she called a man with a penis, which is one of the ways you can tell, you know, if you're old-fashioned in that way, carrying out his routine in front of a 12-year-old girl in the locker room. Silva, the nice adult lady, who had previously run for Fairfax Borough Assembly, told the trans woman that they should really be using the male locker room. The trans woman, meaning a man, replied that they were LGB. So you're lesbian, gay, bisexual? Is a lesbian? What is with that? Silva, then, I guess if you identify as a woman, but then you'd have to have sex with women. And, you know, if you got a penis, that would make you straight again. See, that's these people. She said, there is a man shaving, she posted a video after she, I just came out of Planet Fitness, she said. There is a man shaving in the women's bathroom. She said, I love him in Christ. He is a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. He doesn't like his gender. Can you imagine such a thing? That is, that's a mental issue, isn't it? But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. I just thought I'd say that out loud. Silva, who this is great. Here we go. The media then attacks her. They say Silva, who has shared QAnon conspiracy theories on social media, does she do it tongue in cheek? Does she think it's funny? Also described the encounter in a written post online, and that's all very terrible. I went to Planet Fitness, walked into the bathroom. There stands a man shaving. I looked at him and said, hey. He looked up and said, and I said, you're a man shaving in the women's bathroom, and I'm not okay with that. He replied, well, I'm LGB. Aren't you Q also? Because that's amazing stuff. Whatever that is, nevertheless, I told him, you're a man, and you're invading my space. What about safe spaces for the ladies, for the women? Know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm-mm. Boy, I am telling you. Sure, that's your Democrat Party, and everywhere you go, you're getting this kind of crazy stuff. Again, there is a hearing on Capitol Hill today that Republicans in the House of Representatives, are having about men competing as women in women's sports on college campuses and, you know, Riley Gaines and all that good stuff. And the Democrats, they are unwell. Now, this morning on the television, a nice lady appeared. She has competed 3 times in the Olympics as a bicycle racer, and she's a normal person. She's what we used to call a normal person. Remember normal? We have t-shirts at the Chris Plant store that and coffee mugs that say "Remember Normal." Remember Normal. The Democrats are erasing normal. So nice lady Inga Thompson was on the television early this morning talking about being a female athlete in the age of Democrat Party mental illness. And again, the Republicans, over the objections of the Democrats, holding a hearing in the House of Representatives today about men competing as women. We used to call that cheating. We used to laugh at East Germany for sending women with male genitalia to compete against our young girls. But now we are East Germany. Well, let me clarify that. The Democrat Party is East Germany. And we used to laugh them off the stage when they cheated like that. And now the left in the United States is represented by the Democrat Party. And they are closer on the political spectrum to East Germany, the communist republic, than they are to the Democrat Party of anybody who's completely sane. Three-time Olympic female cyclist Inga Thompson.
We have probably close to 20 studies that show that no amount of testosterone suppression mitigates the advantages of being born male, because puberty, testosterone surges start in the womb and they have mini surges as males grow. And then you go through the final puberty surge of being a child and then hitting puberty. And no amount of testosterone suppression mitigates these advantages of being born male. And so to ask them to go through the sexual reassignment surgery and to drop their testosterone levels doesn't do anything to protect the women. They are male. They will always be male. And now you have a man that has basically just low testosterone levels, but they've grown up with all of the advantage of male puberty. And there's no way to make this fair to women.
That seems obvious. Remember when that was obvious? Because that was obvious until the Democrat Party decided to jump into the discussion and scream in everybody's faces that you're some kind of a bigot if you don't want to see women get their teeth punched out. Occasionally in boxing, people are killed because you get hit real hard in the head and bad things can happen. But in any event, the Democrat Party has got real issues, got a lot of issues, and they're in charge of at least the Democrat Party and now the White House and the Senate as well. So Congressman Stubbe and Senator Tuberville filed a bill to ban transgender women from U.S. Olympic teams, but only the U.S. Olympic teams. And the Democrats want men to compete as women in the Olympics. House and Senate Republicans this month mounted a third effort to ban transgender women and girls from female sports. Now, when they say transgender women and girls, what they mean is men and boys. But this is The Hill, a newspaper in Washington, and they're unwell also because they're Democrats. So the House and Senate Republicans, and not Democrats, mounted a third effort, kind of a strange turn of phrase in this context, don't you think, to ban transgender women and girls, meaning men and boys, from female sports teams. That's because we know that it would be cheating to do otherwise and utterly inappropriate. You'd be stealing trophies from women and girls, as we see a lot of these days, and the Democrats support that. This time by attempting to bar trans women, meaning men, from competing on the U.S. Olympic teams, sure, ahead of this year's Summer Games in Paris. That sounds like a good idea. Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida, who hit a legitimate home run out of Nationals Park during the congressional baseball game, and Tommy Tuberville, Republican of Alabama, their governing bodies recognized by the U.S. Olympic Committee, would be prohibited from allowing transgender women, meaning men, from participating in women's athletic events. But the Democrat Party wants men to compete against women because the Democrat Party, cheaters. They're cheaters. They think cheating is good. Just like the Soviet Union and the East Germans. Remarkable. And also, the Democrats now are busy headlining the New York Post, canceling women who won't tolerate biological men in their gym locker room is a ridiculous new low by Kristen Fleming. And she's talking about Planet Fitness and other instances where the Democrat Party... Now, remember Pound Me Too and all that stuff? Now they're punishing women that stand up for women's rights and for Title IX and for fair play for women. The Democrat Party is very, very unwell. Now, yesterday, a great moment on Capitol Hill in the Senate with Senator John Kennedy quizzing a Biden nominee for a federal courtship, U.S. District Judge Nancy Maldonado. And she's a fan of banning assault weapons, but when asked what is an assault weapon, once again, the mental dwarf was stumped. Which reminds me of our Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who when asked what is a woman, and she is a woman, couldn't tell you what a woman was because she's not a biologist or something, and she can't tell you what the First Amendment is either. We're living in an idiocracy, and the Democrats have organized and unionized the idiots, and they're promoting them to lofty heights in our government. And honestly, it's becoming problematic. You can have a few idiots peppered throughout the system, but when you got AOC over here and Nancy Maldonado over there and Ketanji Brown Jackson over there, we're getting dumber and dumber all the time. And I have that for you coming up. We've got, you know, men. Hey, you know, Leah Thomas, the man swimmer who has all the male equipment and swimming against young women, was asked by the frauds on NBC, it was the Today Show, asked, well, you're looking forward to competing in the Olympics, right, as a woman, even though you're a man.
Are there Olympics in your future?
It's been a goal of mine to...
Listen to him.
At Olympic trials.
It's been a goal of mine.
And I would love to see that through.
Do you think your dorsal fin slows you down when you're swimming real fast in the water there? Because, you know, it's... do you think you're cheating? And that's, who is the phony fake news anchor at the Today Show? And then you hear, that's supposed to be a her. Well, it is my dream to, I hope, to swim in the Olympics. Maybe when the Soviet Union is reconstituted, you can swim for them as a woman. Amazing stuff. And Joe Biden, black people don't own books. That what he said? Black people don't own books. And apparently can't read. That's Joe Biden coming up.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.